This podcast is sponsored by audible.com.au. There are over 150,000 audiobooks available for you to choose from. Choose from books based on legends like Michael Jordan, The Life, Educate Yourself with The Last Headbangers, NFL Football in the Rowdy, Reckless 70s, The Era That Created Modern Sports, and see a different side of sport with Brand NFL, Making and Selling American Sport, and many more. Get your first month free at audible.com.au/WootenY.
Now here's your hosts, Woot and Why.
Hi everyone, this is the Woot and Why Show, September 1st, 2015, episode 68.
Yes, we got it right. Celebrate good times.
Serious voice for serious things. It's been a couple of weeks.
Yes, it has. We took last week off.
Yeah, been doing a couple of silly things.
Yep.
But yeah, we're back. We're serious or seriously
trying to be serious.
Yeah.
Yeah. Big show coming up. We've got preseason takeaways, and then after that, we've got a bold predictions episode with Scott, and we're also doing our Woot and Why Wing 32 players that we will be supporting this year. So. Get excited about that.
It's exciting.
Week 3 of the preseason. Dress rehearsal round is over, so it's the time to get into the preseason takeaways. And then our attention will turn next week to the regular season. Hopefully Colleen Wolfe will be joining the show.
Colleen!
Fingers crossed that she can make it. She got her dates mixed up, so hopefully we're still okay. But we had our fantasy drafts last week, which was excellent. We had 5 fantasy leagues, 5 10-team standard league. Huge thank you to everyone who participated and drafted. I think out of like 2 or 3 out of 50 were auto drafts. That's pretty good.
I'm impressed with that.
Some really good teams, some not so good teams.
Yeah.
I'll be honest.
Yeah. I saw a couple that I just thought, ouch.
A couple I'm really happy with my team.
Yeah.
A couple I'm not. Martavis Bryant in a few and Travis Kelce in a couple and Tavis Bryant injured, suspended, and Kelce injured today, so we'll see how we go. A reminder that our other tournaments and stuff are still open, so we have our Pigskin Pick'em Eliminator Challenge and our College Pick'em tournaments still open, so please sign up and check our newsletter and check our Twitter feed. We're posting those regularly. And speaking of bold predictions from earlier, we've got the hashtag WWBP, so please, you know, tweet us your bold predictions. The best 9 will go into our Man vs. Moneyball League.
Yeah, we want a crazier social marketing campaign than that of the Gay Time ice cream tub.
Okay, I'm just getting a little bit confused where you're going with that one. But not that there's anything wrong with it. It's fine. It's 2015. Let's do that. We are on Vine now. So if you want to watch, you want to see what's impressing
guys,
us.
Guys, if you didn't feel like we were bombarding you enough through social media and that you couldn't, you know, see any more horrible.
Speaking of horrible, that was
advice, bad. News, perspective. Mate, we're on Vine now, so
I mean, Chris Wessling's following us on Vine already.
Already.
He liked our Sam Bradford to Darren Sproul's Vine already. So, yeah, anyway, so follow us. If he's following us, why shouldn't you? All right, let's get into some news. All right.
The news.
The news. The Redskins, are they going to cut RG3?
Nope.
Kirk Cousins named the starter. ESPN Adam Schefter reported that a few days ago that the front office officials and coaches want to move on from RG3, but are meeting resistance from team ownership. Sounds like GM Scott McLuhan is on board with cutting ties with Griffin, but Snyder is not letting that move happen. So Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk contends that this isn't true, that everyone's on the same page. So Florio insists Snyder is not hindering the Redskins' football operations, but based on Snyder's track record, it's arguably difficult to buy or sell that. Either way, Griffin's future in Washington is as clear as the front office of who's in charge there. It seems to be a tornado swirling through the boardroom on fire. with planes crashing into it.
I wish they could have had this dilemma last off season. Yeah. That would have been interesting to see if Chip thought, you know,
RG3,
I bet you I can fix his knees and he'll be fine.
Yeah, get the Pope to bless his knees and he'd be fine.
However, yeah, Kirk Cousins. I don't want to, you know, go too far into Sam Bradford already, but that's ended. Interesting.
Yep, it did.
So. But, I'm quite happy with Sam Bradford at the moment.
With RG3, though, do you think it's best for him to just cut ties? Look, I think he's not a good football player anymore, but I think he deserves at least one more chance at an organisation that's fully committed to him and it is not an absolute tyre fire. I think Redskins need to blow up the machine and start afresh, and I think this year they're going to get the opportunity to be, a little sneak preview, be not, picking first overall for a new quarterback.
Not only fully committed to him, they just need... If he was at an organisation that had some decency with just the way they went about things, and the Washington football team is just...
It's just on fire. They need a new name, they need a new logo, they need a new... they just need to blow up the machine. Just blow it up. Just get out of there.
They're done.
Speaking of blowing up...
I still have complete faith in RG3.
I don't.
I'm not saying that... Sorry, when I say complete faith, I'm not saying, you know, he's going to... Next season, if he went to somewhere else, he would just take the league by storm. But if you saw that the Kyle Shanahan offense that he was in, I know it was unexpected. No one knew how to exactly game plan for him.
You think he could be a competent quarterback, like build his way back up to a top 20 or 15 quarterback in the NFL?
Easily.
All right. Okay. All right.
However, injury permitting.
Oh, all these sort of hypotheticals are always injury permitted.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you ruined my segue before, I said, speaking of blowing up, Julio Jones' bank account is blowing up. 5 years, $71.25 million contract extension through 2020, $47 million guarantee. Puts him around that Dez Demaryius mark. He gets like $250,000 more.
I know. That's just like a stick of two.
Little dagger.
I know.
I don't really. It's worth it.
Oh, he's worth it. For sure. Sure.
Yep.
You pay that man. That's the most...
You pay the man.
We've said it before. It's the most important connection in football.
Yeah. Ryan to Julio. There's not much else that needs to be said about that. Martavis Bryant suspended for 4 weeks. Ian Rappaport reported. How about that?
We've done this before.
I know. I just think that's the easiest transition. Four game suspensions for multiple...
Sorry, didn't you want... That is his Twitter handle? Ian Rappaport? Like Ian Rappaported?
Yeah.
Or there's something along those
lines. I don't know. So it was multiple failed marijuana tests, and the league upheld that to earlier this week. So basically he won't be joining the Steelers until week 5. But who will be at Steelers week 1 is Michael Vick, signed with the team as a backup quarterback. Kind of looked okay.
He did, didn't he?
Yeah. I don't know if it's the Steelers offense. Lots of weapons,
but wow. He just seems never to go away.
Yeah. This Martavis Bryant thing hurts, though. The offense seemed to click on all cylinders when he was there.
This is a thing, like, I feel the Steelers definitely knew this was coming. This is why I feel that, Mike Tomlin and Ben and the organization has been talking up Marcus Wheaton so much. I feel they saw this coming, or they knew it was already.
Yeah.
The appeal, I don't know what grounds he had for it.
No, he's failed it multiple times. That's it. It's your last warning. 4 games and the next is the season.
It's Josh Gordon. Just hope it's not another Josh Gordon situation.
As a fan of Josh Gordon, or was a fan of Josh Gordon, I hope you're right. Evan Mathis, joining the Broncos on a 1-year deal, $2.5 million base salary. Thoughts on that? I think that makes sense.
Makes sense for the Broncos completely. Mathis going to a championship contender, fine. But Philly look good now. Yeah. I'm not saying that championship contenders don't put words in my mouth or anything. But I'm saying that they were paying him more than that.
I think the issue though was that he asked for more money and Chip didn't give it, and there was a sort of a power play. Evan Mathis, apparently a tough fellow to deal with, I think. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I don't know.
But look,
He seems like the anti-Connor Barwin. Connor Barwin just seems the most easygoing person.
Yeah, there you go. But look, Evan Mathis to the Broncos seemed to be a move that would make sense for months, and it finally happened. And I think now that I think it makes Ty Sambrillo's job a lot easier in that he won't have a rookie left guard next to him. You can trust that guy inside, and he can focus on that rusher. I think that helps the Broncos line a little bit.
This next one makes sense.
You wanna read it out?
No.
You want me to do it?
I want you to.
Reggie Wayne's one-year deal with the Pats is worth a maximum of $2.8 million and includes a $450,000 signing bonus. They that's a lot for a man that couldn't run routes last year.
He doesn't need to run routes in the Pats offense.
Yes, he does.
He can just turn around and the ball will be there.
I'm sad.
It'll be interesting. I mean, safe hands.
Didn't catch a pass in week three. Played, but didn't catch. But what do you expect? He said he feels like a rookie learning this playbook again. Apparently it's tough, but I don't know. I'm really happy for Wayne because he can climb. If he does play and make some catches and yards, we'll move up the leaderboard all time. Solidifies his Hall of Fame claim. But man, if he scores a touchdown on the Colts, I don't know. Mixed feelings. That would be tough to swallow. I'm still... I've got the flu because of it.
I want to put money on that, actually.
What?
I want to put money on that.
There you go. All right. It is time for... roster cuts. Players that have left their teams.
Can I?
Yeah.
How about we start with the worst one?
Let's do it. Fred Jackson. Bills have released Fred Jackson after a five rushes for 48 yards. I cannot even. I can't even put a sentence together. I'm still so upset.
I love you. You got too sad.
I'm still really upset. How about another player? Well, by the way, where can we see?
Fred Jackson. I want to say a few more words.
Okay. Yep.
Hadn't played in preseason. He was, wasn't getting time. He was hurt
in the last one.
Then he bursts out and scores some ridiculous touchdown before it was brought back.
Yep.
Then he gets cut.
Yep.
He was still jumping over guys.
He was.
Making people miss. He's like 50 years old, but he's
still got it.
Trent Richardson.
Still got it. We'll move on. Trent Richardson. I've got no words to say. Denarius Moore. No more, Denarius Moore.
No more. No more. Denarius, no more.
Tim Jennings. I got no Tim Jennings puns. Donald Thomas. Great name. Enjoy Burger King. Too far? Any other names stand out to you? Brandon Bostic. May your helmet forever be etched in the Seahawks Hall of Fame. Josh Boyce. For having a great first name, but the hands of Pans cannot catch a pass. I love that the Raiders have just got one cut and it's Trent Richardson. Any other names jump out at you?
Nope.
One last Australian one. Tom Hornsey. It's sad. It's sad. Alright, before we break down into tears. Thank you to AFMTY95. If you want to find this music, Google sad piano music, brackets, this will make you cry, / saddest piano and violin ever, !! Close bracket.
Yes,
and a picture of a broken piano. It's dark. Alright. I don't know how to compose myself.
That's the realest the podcast has ever gotten.
That is real. Seriously though, Fred Jackson in New England makes sense. Houston, Dallas, maybe Cleveland.
What a another Pats move that would be. Sign Fred Jackson on the vet minimum.
Yep.
And he'd just run
and
for
then
the
let
goals.
Jimmy Garoppolo hand it off to Fred Jackson for 200 yards and 4 touchdowns on your elite defense. Wow.
In week 6.
Yep. That's nuts. All right, we'll move on to some starting quarterback jobs. Hoyer won the Texans quarterback job, and Tyrod Taylor won the Bills quarterback battle.
Did you watch the mallet swallow that news on Hard Knocks?
Yes, he took it hard and overslept.
He did.
I'm like, considering you're trying to win a quarterback battle, you think you would rock up to training on time.
Yeah. Speaking of sleeping at training,
yeah.
You see the...
Oh, yeah, that was nuts.
JJ brought his own bed.
Yeah.
No one else gets a bed. People are sleeping on
floors.
Oh, was it Mallet that was sleeping
in a sleeping bag.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
You see.
Anyway, so Tyrod Taylor won. I'm going to rub it in your face and Colleen's face when you're back on because I nailed that like 2 months ago.
Who was this?
When we did a buy, sell, or trade, and I said, I'm buying Tyrod Taylor as Bill's starting quarterback, and you were like, no, Matt Castle.
I'm lucky. Yeah. I don't remember that. I don't think Colleen's going to remember
that. Great. Yeah, Philly bandwagon on top of me there. Oh, yeah. All right, we'll move on to another messy organization not named Washington. The 49ers, free agent, he's now a free agent, but Ray McDonald was charged with domestic violence and false imprisonment on Thursday. He allegedly broke into his ex-fiancée's bedroom and assaulted her. 2 days later, he was arrested again for violating a restraining order. Basically, he'll never play in the NFL again, and he should never see daylight. And I'm at
the Redskins try to sign.
Oh my God! Please no. Sorry. I'm at Brooks. He was also indicted on misdemeanor sexual battery charges in connections with a pool party that took place last December. All of these incidents were believed to be caught on tape. Brooks is accused of groping the woman while she was unconscious. This is all in relation with Ray McDonald as well. So it's unclear what will become of Brooks, but that sounds like some pretty serious allegations to me. So that's the 49ers debacle. Do we want to expand on that or just move straight on to maybe some positive news at the 49ers?
Positive stuff.
Which is Jarryd Hayne making the 75-man roster. It was pretty quiet against Denver. Your thoughts on that?
I think that was by design. I don't think it was, didn't have many plays purposefully.
Yep.
Yeah.
I think that was fine. I think they saw Ellington and Bush. I think it comes down to now whether the difference between Hayne and Reggie Bush and Ellington as the return guy is worth a roster spot. Does that make sense to you?
It's tough, especially with the amount of jersey sales that I think 49ers would have already got. I think there could be pressure on there to keep him.
You reckon? I don't think it's enough. Because the California market's bigger than Australia. I don't buy that.
But do you think people are buying backup running back jerseys?
No, but people are buying Reggie Bush jerseys. He's a popular guy. He dated a Kardashian.
How about Ellington?
I'd buy an Ellington jersey. Andre Ellington. But no, that's true. But I don't know. It's tough, especially with Ahmad Brooks out. I think the 49ers might have to fill some roster spots with defensive linemen because they were getting torched.
I still, despite all these runs and everything,
yeah.
That one play he made as a gunner.
Yeah, it was pretty impressive.
That is the thing that it keeps flashing back. You think they might see him as a special teams ace like that.
Yeah, exactly. All right, last little bit of news before we move to injury roundup, before we move to preseason takeaways, is the injury roundup. Excuse my dislike. Should we play some more music for the injury roundup? Nah, I think we're overdoing it. Jordy Nelson's out. Jordy Nelson's out for the season with a torn ACL. I apologise to Green Bay Packers fans, Jordy Nelson and Aaron Rodgers. I believed I might have been involved in that because I used it as an example when we talked about Kelvin Benjamin. So please accept my sincerest apologies. I love Jordy Nelson and this sucks.
I wouldn't be forgiving him.
No, don't forgive me. Please send your hate mail to woodandwhite@gmail.com.
Just keep tweeting him. Aaron Luck will be healthy all year.
Aaron Luck.
Andrew Luck. Wow.
Anyway,
I was...
I was jinxing you with Sam Bradford. Anyway, Junior Gallette tore his Achilles tendon. He's out for the season. If you look over at me, I'm playing the world's smallest violin for Junior Gallette. I do not care for you, Junior Gallette. Too harsh?
Nope.
Marquise Pouncey, or Marquise Pouncey, however you want to pronounce it. We're from Australia.
Marquise.
Fractured his left tibia. He's out for 8 to 10 weeks. That hurts Le'Veon Bell a lot.
Yes, it does. It hurts the Steelers as a whole.
You need a center. You need a good center to solidify that line. They have a really good line, and now it's just missing its anchor in the middle.
The center, most important position.
Well, as Matt Waldman said, with how he judges running backs, is he looks at the center. So I moved Le'Veon Bell down a little bit in my ranks because of the suspension and now no Pouncey for a few weeks. But you expect Bell's role maybe to increase in the passing game as a result.
Yeah,
so then you push him back up a little bit. So it is a little bit of give and take. Julius Thomas will miss 4 to 5 weeks, needs surgery on a tendon in his finger, a little bit different to the original broken hand report. He's never played 16 games in his...
He's never played 16 seasons.
16 games in his career. So,
yeah, that's a big blow.
Although, Mercedes Lewis looked pretty good.
It's Mercedes Lewis.
Hey, mate, if you want to be named after a car, Mercedes is pretty good. It's better than Holden Lewis.
Tom Ford.
Yep.
Rashad Perriman. This guy is an interesting fantasy sleeper.
Yes? Why is that?
I just keep thinking back to his 4-2, whatever.
Reported 4-2.
Yeah. Just some fast stuff.
And you think with this injury and he's questionable, he's just sliding to a rate where he's now enticing? I think he's going way too high.
You think he's going way too
high? He was going way too high.
Of course.
He was going before Steve Smith, which I think is ridiculous.
I think it's probably OBJitis, seeing what he did last...
Great word. I'm going to write that down.
Seeing him come on at the end of last season, now everyone's thinking, Devontae Parker, Rashad Perriman, watch all these players explode. But yeah, no, I don't know.
It's going to be a new fad in the NFL where you draft a first-round rookie wide receiver, sit him for 6 weeks, and then let
him explode. I think they're trying to do the running back version with Gurley.
All right, last little bit of injury roundup. Joik Bell activated off PUP, so he looks to be apparently healthy, trained today, so we'll watch that space and see how we go.
Watch the Joik Bell explode.
Yep, that's it. All right, now it's time for some preseason takeaways.
It's showtime.
All right, we're going to rattle off 5 takeaways each and then do a quick fire round where we list an MVP, moment of the preseason, favourite rookie, and a loser of the preseason. Let's start with you. What's your first takeaway?
My Philadelphia Eagles.
Yep.
And Sam Bradford in particular.
Yep.
10 from 10.
Yeah.
3 touchdowns.
Yep.
In the, the main preseason game, if you like.
Yep.
The dress rehearsals, they call it.
Yep.
He looked good. They look good. Yeah, very good.
The pass he threw to Darren Sproles had such a nice touch on it.
Floated
over the linebacker.
You throw it over a linebacker to Sproles? And he got Sproles? Hit too on that,
yeah. You've got to drop it down.
And how fast Bradford got back up after that?
Yeah, that's good. We've always liked Sam Bradford, and the issue was just the health. And Chip Kelly's system is so quarterback friendly, it's nuts.
I don't know how. I watched
it. But I don't know how other teams aren't copying his system to suit bad quarterback play. If you've got Josh McCown, well, then.
It has to be something, yeah. It's just.
Do something. I don't know. It's nuts. It's crazy how. Look, Sam Bradford's always going to be like a mediocre quarterback, but then when you mix him in Chip Kelly's offense.
I don't know if he's always going to be
not a mediocre, but he was never going to be a top 5 quarterback in St. Louis or any other.
Why couldn't he? He was drafted number 1.
He was.
Why couldn't he?
Health. Could never stay healthy.
See,
but there was always limitations on him. Like, he always had the arm, but there was always limitations. I don't know if that was just because the Rams have just had, I don't know, a dumpster of an offense. Brian Schottenheimer's awful.
He can get the ball, rid of the ball very quickly.
Does have a quick release.
And he's super accurate.
Yeah, that's true. Look, with Chip Kelly, he can be a top 5-6 quarterback in the NFL without a doubt. It's nuts. It's nuts.
It's exciting.
Yeah, I'm not jumping on the bandwagon. You have to be skeptical.
Knock on wood.
Here we are on a wooden table today. Yep. All right, well, I'll go through my first takeaway, and that's your NFC East rivals, and that's the Redskins are an absolute mess. We've mentioned the front office and all these situations going on there, but you look at the team, you've got them getting into brawls, acting, misbehaving. Jay Gruden can't keep his cool. Their offensive line was awful, just got absolutely demolished snap after snap by Detroit. They're a mess.
You gotta be kidding
they stink.
Me. I mean, how do you watch
I know it's preseason, but I've seen enough. I don't want to watch the Redskins this year. I feel sorry for Alfred Morris. I feel sorry for not even Pierre Garçon because he dropped some absolute sitters as well. So they're an absolute mess. And look, they tried to improve their pairing of their pass rush by signing Junior Gallette, and that went up in flames like the rest of the organization. and Gallet's injured, so we've just touched on that. So, yeah, they're a mess. They'll be picking first overall next year, out of town.
Yeah?
Yep.
From one mess to another,
yep.
Jets are still the Jets. That's what I have.
So disappointing. I like Todd
Think
Bowles.
About, like, you know, getting Revis, all that hype around, all of that, getting Brandon Marshall, the excitement in the New York area for the Jets, and then it just started happening again. It just started happening over and over again. Geno obviously got punched in the face.
Yep.
By, you say his last name.
IK Enempale. It's finally a name I got right. I'm terrible. I remember I couldn't say the Spurs. I don't even want to attempt his name. Remember when we actually talked about NBA, Leonard?
Yeah.
Couldn't say his first name.
Yeah, no. I'm going to try. Not saying that they're anywhere near as bad as Washington, because Washington are a fire pile. That's a real thing. Yeah, but
literally, fires.
If you're a Jets fan, the excitement must have been sucked out for you. You know,
because then you like Sheldon Richardson, and then Leonard Williams stepped up and looked good. Like looked like a defensive rookie of the year, and then he had minor injury. He's going to be back, but like I don't know.
Just the Jets are the Jets. That's why I just
And I was high on them before the preseason started, and now I'm like 6-win, 7-win team.
Yeah.
And but they may win 10 games and shock us all with Ryan Fitzpatrick, but it's hard to get excited about Ryan Fitzpatrick. At least Geno Smith had that upside.
Right.
Speaking of, we keep going division for division here, but the Miami offense looked really, really good with Ryan Tannehill. He looks legit. I like that offense. I think they're going to be a real force in the NFL. I'm not going to say a top five offense, but it wouldn't surprise me if they were. It's tough when you've got such great offenses, but I really like the way they're rolling. The only blow is Brandon Albert's out for a couple of weeks, which is going to hurt their running game and pass protection a little bit. But I really like what I saw from Ryan Tannehill in his second season with Bill Lazor.
Yep. Moving on to the San Diego
Super
Chargers.
Chargers.
Melvin Gordon. A little bit lackluster. I think it's going to take him a bit of time to get into the swing of things. I don't think you're going to see as many touchdowns as you think. I think Danny Woodhead is going to score a lot.
He's a good vulture.
He's the goal line back. That's what he is. I'm not saying he's going to burrow his way, push his way over every week.
Yeah.
But he will definitely catch passes.
I saw a little bit of stutter step from Gordon when he was running, sort of Trent Richardson-esque. I didn't like it.
That's not the same. We're not comparing them.
No, I'm not. I don't want to, but I just saw little bits of it and it scared me a little bit. Yeah. Anyway, we'll move on to Rex Ryan, who I learned from the preseason still has absolutely no idea how to manage a quarterback situation or an offense. But luckily for him, Tyrod Taylor handled the mess quite well and stood up and can play. Showed abilities as a runner.
Boy can play.
And as a passer, was pretty accurate. And EJ Manuel even looked good. I don't know if the Pittsburgh Steelers showed that. So we'll wait and see how that goes. But Rex Ryan still hasn't learned how to manage a quarterback battle effectively.
Nah.
No.
Sorry, Rex. I'm just thinking.
Shaking your head.
No, I'm just thinking.
For those that can't see.
Tyrod Taylor.
Yep.
Completed something from like 11 out of 12 passes or something like that.
Yep.
I was really expecting him to kind of be the Terrell Pryor kind of.
A little bit inaccurate.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, but wow.
We might see that during the season. Preseason's a little bit easier. You're getting vanilla defenses, but look, he showed enough. Showed enough zip on the passes as well.
All right.
Yep.
Injuries suck.
Great takeaway.
Aaron Rodgers brought it up and said 2 games should be preseason. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I'd say maybe 3.
I think personally 2 is good. Yeah. Have 2. You have one kind of where you put a lot of rookies out and fresh players out, and then your other one, the typical first preseason game where you've got your starters, and then they play a couple of series, that's out.
And then you have your dress room.
And then But if you want preseason things, I just do your team skirmishes and things like that. Obviously, not go hard out and try to hurt your opposition. I mean, you're the same team.
I don't like the joint practices. I think they're just a bad idea. Connor Orr said that on the Around the NFL, and I couldn't agree more with him. He was like, You got guys out there that are fighting so hard for a roster spot. They're hot, they're sweaty, they want to be out there, they're angry. Why would you bring in people that you don't like or aren't teammates? It's just a recipe.
Saying that, besides this whole Deflategate debacle with the Patriots, Philly and Patriots have done it the last two seasons before this year, and they always come away from it and just go, that's awesome.
Yeah, well, that's because Chip Kelly and Bill Belichick are just...
trying to create the ultimate
problems. Yeah. Anyway. All right, we'll move on to my next takeaway, and that is... that this is going to be the most unique Peyton Manning team that we have seen. I think we're going to see a lot less passes from Manning. I think we're going to see a lot of run heavy, and that defense, Denver's defense, Orange Crush, they just demolished San Fran's running game. I really like their front seven. Great, great secondary.
Called the Orange Crush?
Yep.
Wow.
So I think this is going to be the most unique Peyton Manning playoff team we've seen in a while. That's right, playoff team. Anyway.
On to the final.
Your final takeaway.
Final takeaway?
Yep.
There's no sound drop for this.
No?
So, that's my plane. I've got to mention him. Jarryd Hayne. He has had... He's exceeded our expectations. He's gotten... he's definitely... he's done... would you say all he can?
Yeah. I think he's done enough in what he's been given.
Exactly.
Yep.
He couldn't do really too much more. It's not like he's in quarterback... He's not playing quarterback or anything. So he's limited touches. He's done pretty much everything you can expect of him. Now it's just a matter of time to...
see how we go. The waiting game.
Yeah. But besides that, he's doing wonderful things for the sport in Australia.
Yep.
Not him per... Like, obviously, his entertainment value for the sport in Australia is just... It's terrific. It's three runs. It's just three highlights... on repeat, and yet everyone's just like
going nuts.
I can't wait to buy his jersey.
Yeah,
just that kind of thing. And plus, it's a feel good story for the US. They love hearing things like who doesn't?
San Fran's going wild for
him. It's great.
Yeah, it is awesome. I'll be a little bit more negative, and I think it's not going to be smooth sailing for rookie quarterbacks Marcus Mariota and Jameis Winston. I think Jameis Winston's playing behind arguably the worst defensive line in the NFL. It's going to be rough. It's going to be tough. And Marcus Mariota, it's going to be difficult with the weapons he has there. And their offensive line needs some work as well. Andy Levitre looks awful, who was a prize free agent signing a couple of years ago. I think he's going to get cut. So interesting to see how they go. And the schedule's a little bit tough on Tennessee on the easy go at the start of the season. So we'll see how that pans out. But I think it's going to be tough. But I think ultimately Winston and Mariota will be better for it at the end of the year. And we'll see how we go. Yeah. All right, time for our quick fire round. I wish we had some sort of soundbite.
Quick fire!
Okay. MVP of the preseason, Woot, go.
Navarro Bowman.
Oh, boy.
The machine, the man. That was horrible. No, Navarro Bowman. Did you see him play?
Yes.
Wow.
How could you not miss him if you're watching the Denver game?
Dialing back the years. He's making most of all these retirements. He's taken he's taken all the spotlight on the defense. Yeah, he's just blowing people away.
Unbelievable. Mine's Tyler Lockett. Every time he touched the ball, he created space with his feet. It was dynamite on the ground. Scored touchdowns. That's what you want. I think he's already the best receiver outside of Jimmy Graham on the Seattle roster. I think he's going to be an absolute superstar. I think he's fantastic.
Who got him in our dynasty?
Is that you? Are you just trying to...
That's right, this guy.
Nice. Nice. All right. Moment of the preseason for you.
back to Jarryd. I'm sorry.
No. It has to be.
He's a. I can't even. Was it 53, 58 yards?
53.
53 yards. That first. It wasn't his first. It was his second. Yep. But his first big run.
That was great.
It was a barnstormer.
Are you sick of seeing it a little bit, or you just love it?
No, it was. I'm just saying that was the moment.
Yeah, I guess it kind of NFL like exploded and went into meltdown. Twitter went into meltdown.
Especially because as Parramatta Eels fans, I was born in his suburb, in Minto. So, anyway.
Literally on the streets.
Yeah. out the front of Haynes' house. No. Yeah, no, but I was. It's interesting because I was watching it with my dad live and...
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, even though, like, my dad actually goes for the 49ers. He didn't, yeah. He, obviously he doesn't watch it as religiously as we do, but it was exciting for him to get excited about NFL again. Well,
same with like my dad. He doesn't watch it very much. He understands that I really like it and ask me questions here and there about my Colts and things like that. His NFL love goes to the extent where he owns a Buffalo Bills hoodie because his name is Bill. And it says Bills on the back, so he knows it's his. But he was asking me about Hayne, and he was sharing his thoughts because he'd listened to the radio and thought he was an expert. So
just lucky his name's not Redskin.
Oh, jeez. God, that was so bad. All right, my moment of the preseason was Steve Smith's son Snapchat after he got ejected. So Steve Smith got ejected and managed to come off looking like an absolute superstar. Father of the Year moment. The Snapchat was hilarious. He was like, thanks, NFL. I've never been able to watch a live game with my dad, so I really enjoyed that one. All right, favorite rookie. I'll kick us off with Marcus Golden, my boy from Missouri, playing outstanding for the Arizona Cardinals. I think he's going to have a good season. I really liked watching him play. Everyone talks about Shane Ray, but they forgot about the Golden boy, Marcus Golden. Moving on to you, Woot.
I had Nelson Aguilar, then I thought, can't do that.
No.
It's a bit...
bit of a homer.
Yeah, a bit of a homer. Then I said, maybe I'll try to find a feel-good story for Washington and go Matt Jones, who I was quoted as calling the running refrigerator.
Yes.
He is, he's a refrigerator that with legs. No, but I think I'm going to go with Amir Abdullah. I just found that he's, even though he's slowed down a little bit.
Yep.
After his...
outstanding, what was it, 45-yard run?
His immediate impact. Just that, just his general...
The way he cut the guy,
exciting. It's not the best rookie, it's favourite rookie, and watching that is exciting.
Yeah, perfect. All right, loser of the preseason, Woot.
We're back to the fire pile.
Man, Redskin fans are going to hate us.
Back to the fire pile. RG3PO. That was my fantasy team.
I had a good hashtag for him at the start of this year, RG3 and 13, but I think 3 wins is being generous.
Ooh,
shots fired.
It's a tough pill to swallow. Yeah. Being dropped again for Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, it's brutal.
It is. Yeah. Especially after all the stories and any sound bites from Jay Gruden was RG3's the man.
Yeah. Can't stand Jay Gruden. He's so untrustworthy.
I don't like him.
Yeah, I don't like him that much that he's turning me off John Gruden.
Bring back Kyle Shanahan.
Yeah. My loser of the preseason is Ryan Mallett. You lost the quarterback battle. You managed to sleep in and miss training. It's not really a good look. And you don't seem very likable in Hard Knocks as a person. I prefer Brian Hoyer. I think Brian Hoyer is more a professional off the field as well. I think he comes off as a bit of a loser from this preseason.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Yep. All right, that wraps up the show. Very short show, but we've got another in store for you. As always, you can follow us on Twitter, at Woot and Y. You can follow me, at JYNFL.
Josh Woot is where you can find me.
Yep, and please subscribe to our newsletter, like us on iTunes. Please leave us a review.
Watch us on Vine.
Get us on Vine. Peace out. Woo.